Josie stayed on the steppe. Josie and Grandma loved nature. The city did not have much nature. Josie looked around the neighborhood. Outside their apartment, Grandma had planted bright red and white geraniums in window boxes. A few thin trees between the sidewalk and the curb were the only other green, growing things that Josie could see. The neighbors were sitting on their front steps, too. Some of Franklin's friends rode their bikes in the street. A streetcar went by. Everyone hoped for a cool evening breeze. "I wish you had a picture of that house and garden," Josie said. "Child, I don't need any picture," Grandma answered. "I can see the house and garden plain as day in my mind. I can even smell that garden." She leaned her head back and took a deep breath. Grandma's voice was soft, as if she were talking to herself. There were roses all over. They were the old-fashioned kind of roses. They had a beautiful smell like perfume. We had purple foxgloves and delphiniums, too. We grew food in the garden, too. We grew scarlet runner beans. They had pretty red flowers and tasty beans. We had salad greens and tomatoes, too. Nothing tastes better than fresh greens or tomatoes warmed by the sun.